Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls, are welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to get to a couple things here before we get our friend Jim White on, who's going to call out the CPS for what it is. A lot of attention's being brought to the CPS right now, and rightfully so, because, friends, they are literally robbing children, they're breaking up families, and the list goes on. So I got much to say about that. But before I get to that, just to prove the point that what you have in the People's White House today is a parrot. He is controlled opposition. He's planted. He's not there again by the will of the people nor the vote of the people. But he is doing what he's paid to do. Folks, this man sold his soul a long time ago. And we all know this, and he's been again called out over and over and over again for his crimes against we the people. And for some reason or another, the American people sit down on their morals, as they would call it, and they allow this individual to have a free hand when it comes to what is happening to their country. And again, what I'm about ready to show you, friends, you cannot make it up. And I want to get this clear again before I play this. I'm having some, again, technical issues, as usual, friends, especially on this topic. Friends, if you're paying attention to what's going online with this over the last couple shows, again, you're seeing tremendous censorship taking place here. And I want to highlight the fact that when we hit topics as such as the one that we're hitting today, you're seeing more censorship. And me and Tim Brown, morning show host of Sons of Liberty Radio.com, were talking about this very thing yesterday. There is no question in my mind whatsoever that this ministry is being targeted on a major display of censorship. And for every time they do it, as I've said before, I practice in my life, friends, for every time they attack us, we are going to come back tenfold. We have been putting up billboards on the highways in St. Paul. We've got them in Minneapolis, and we're going to put more up. For every time they take a shot at this ministry, we are going to respond tenfold, because it is that important that we do that, friends, at least setting the example that we're not going to turn and run from the enemy. Because, folks, these sheep are not bent over for the wolf to go ahead and conquer in any sense of the word, to walk on our backs. We are not the type that turn. We are not the type that take counsel from our fears in any sense of the word. And we are going to head on straight forward when we have an enemy in front of us trying to take away from us our God-given rights. Now, with that said, I'm going to do my best to go ahead and try to pull this up for you. And I want you to see this again. Not that you've seen it yet, but we're going to try to get through this. And I want you to see this is Joe Biden. This is what the American people are putting up with. Pay attention to what he says at the very end of his little scripted a press conference here. You ready for this? Let's try this.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote.
Okay, so what we
ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Did you hear that? Did you hear this, friends? He said, end quote. He's reading from the teleprompter, and then he says, reread the line. Okay? This is your president. Don't you think for one moment he was voted in by the American people? This man is appointed to destroy because it doesn't get any more clear. Read Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, and 17, and tell me that's not exactly what you're dealing with. This is the hand of God judging America. As John Calvin rightly said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints over them wicked rulers, and it's exactly what the American people in this country, God bless them, oh, he has, but God's cursing them now because they fail to love him enough in keeping his commandments and dealing with this corruption, which is right in front of your face. And it's all dictated. It's all scripted. Everything the man has to say, just like the dumbbell right next to him that you call the Vice President of the United States, who doesn't have the support of the American people neither. Oh, should I remind you, friends, that when Kamala Harris, after the inaugural address of this said man, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, remember when she came back into L.A., 7 million people in Los Angeles County. You know how many people came back in support of Kamala Harris, this whore? Literally both in the natural and the spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Two people. And 329.5 million people sit back and allow them to take the realm or the helm of their country and continuously attack who we are. These men and these women are criminal at the highest levels, friends. They are traitors. They've sold their soul. And the fact of the matter is how Americans sit back and allow it when they all the well know what I'm telling them is exactly true. Folks, just think about it. These people, if you want to call them, these criminals that you tolerate to be played out in front of you as the clowns in the circus of politics, they are at war with what your forefathers established. You do realize that. They are warring against what your forefathers established. Now, just think about it. You had less than 3% of the population with 13 colonies and 56 signers used by God to bless the nation as we know it today under the blessings of God. That's Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15. Now we're seeing less than 1.7% of the population being used to destroy 329.5 million people. That's called a curse. Let's go ahead and watch this one more time. I will play it out.
Power.
Listen carefully.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women
listen to this, folks.
Without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power.
He's reading,
that's
friends.
That's what they're saying.
Look at the clown on the right of him smirking about it.
Of this issue.
Repeat the line.
Board, or for that matter, Republicans.
Repeat
power.
The line, he said.
It is
this is what you tolerate.
The percentage of women who registered to vote.
Okay, and there's us.
Ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote.
End of quote. And now listen to what he says.
Repeat the line.
Repeat the line. He's reading everything he has to say. He's only doing the biddings of his master. Satan's little minions. Those that you call the globalists in this country. Well, folks, if that's not good enough for you, just wait until you get up our guest on the other side of this break, Jim White. What's come to my attention over the last couple of days, again, is CPS, Child Protection Services. Folks, in foster care, and how they're robbing children from their families to meet quotas. I'm going to pull Jim up, and I'm going to let him go ahead and call out the CPS for what it is, how it's a moneymaker, and what they're doing to families, and the atrocious crimes that are being committed against the children once they're in CPS, as they call it, protection. Jim White will join us on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, the technical errors or the censorship that we thought we were up against, that was our bad. I just found out that one of our networks didn't go up and just tell a minute ago. So, again, my bad. I jumped the gun there with that. But I'd rather have that happen than knowing it was censorship. We're looking for forensic people, by the way, friends, to come in and take a look at our computers as to where this is coming from. Because we know what we see is not what we're supposed to be getting. We all know, and we've been through this before, YouTube shutting us down. They just shut down my last page last week, or 2 weeks ago, by the way. They had to make sure that there's none of Bradley Dean up there, as well as we shut down Twitter over a year ago. Facebook shut down our Facebook public page, which had about 776,000 friends on it. They just can't have people having the information that we're giving them. But we'll hopefully have the last word on that. And the day's up and coming. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms. Subscribe to that page. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you'd like to call in, we do have a guest, but I will give you the number. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends, John 14:6, and follow me as I follow Christ only. 1 Corinthians 11:1, as Paul stated. Now, our friend who's going to call out the CPS for what it is, his name is Jim White. Just let me give you a real quick rundown. Yesterday, I had three emails come in. And it was just bam, bam, bam. And it was one of those I just knew I needed to pick it up and highlight it. And as I started to explore it, because this is this whole CPS, this whole foster care, that which took place under the politicians in the Catholic Church and what's been going on for decades in this country, Watergate was nothing but a pedophile cover-up for those that didn't know. Moving forward, we had Boys Town back in the late 80s. That was where orphans were given over to the Catholics, and what was happening, the priests were getting them hooked on drugs, and then they were selling them into prostitution rings into Washington, D.C. The Bushes were behind all of that. And the list goes on and the list goes on. And for those that think that this is a thing of the past, it is not a thing of the past. It's still happening today under the guise of the CPS and foster care. So we're going to pull up Jim White, a native Michigander. It's interesting. I spend more time there, Jim, than I do in any other state in our union. And I can see why with the witch, Witchmer, as they call her, and that attorney general there. It's just incredible. I've not seen a totalitarian system of government the way that I've seen it there. But with that said, he moved to Montana over a decade ago. He founded Northwest Liberty News about a year and a half after his arrival in Montana. And since then, White has went on to broadcast over 2,500 radio shows and podcasts and currently broadcasts each weekday on Brady on Radio with our friend over there. And we appreciate that, Mike Adams. Jim White is married to the most faithful and loyal wife. I would tend to disagree with you there, my friend, but I'm glad that's what you think. And on the planet, and he also has two beautiful daughters who grew up way too fast, and boy, oh boy, what do you say to that? We're proud to have you, Jim. You were the first guy that I thought of when needing the information and extracting someone such as yourself who has a wealth of knowledge concerning the topic. And I just want to get out of the way the best way that I can, Mike, and I want to give it over to you in calling out the CPS for what it is. Because when I called you this morning, you just took off on me, and that's what I need the people to know. Make it as bad as you need to make it bad. And let the people know what the CPS, Child Protection Services, is responsible for today in this country. It's all yours, my friend.
Well, first of all, Bradley, I really want to appreciate you having me on your broadcast. And thanks so much for having me on about this topic. No doubt this is one of the most important issues, I think, that faces this nation. Because the children, you know, and some people come on, you know, and use children as a prop to get their agenda forward. I assure you that that's not the case with myself and others that work with CPS. It is demonic is the only way that I can describe what goes on there. And I'm going to give you my overall viewpoint on it, and then we'll give you the macro, then we'll move into the micro. They are, in my view, and based upon my experience and my research and my interviews, and just I didn't include in the bio because I wanted to keep it sort of pithy, but I've interviewed probably 150 parents just on CPS. I had a 12-hour marathon a couple of years ago where I had, I think, 18 parents on back-to-back, all coming up with basically the same story. And what it comes down to, Bradley, is the Child Protection Services is the largest child trafficking and money laundering operation in the country, hands down. There are doctors involved in it. There are nurses involved in it. There's police involved in it. There are librarians involved in it, school teachers. I mean, I'm telling you, because the problem is it's almost unlimited funding and virtually no oversight. And just think about that. When you put a demonic entity, pretty much a meat soup, you know, filled by a demon, when you put them in charge of something where they can pull in as much money as they need to without hardly any oversight, you get what happens, and that is the largest child trafficking organization in the country, hands down.
But how is it sold to the American people, though, Jim? It's sold to the American people because in some cases, really what it comes down to is the state gets involved because the church is left off or it's derelict of its duty.
That's right.
In taking care of the kids. So let's say that there is some legitimate cases, which there probably is, and there's probably been some great outcomes. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the little leaven that's leaving in the lump, and we're going back to the very core of why it was designed in the first place. And what we're talking about is people that have been put in the position of some sort of incumbency or leadership or agency or church head or whatever the case might be, that is literally stealing away the children and using them for other purposes outside of protecting them from the bad guys, when in fact they're using them to make them a prey to the bad guys. Is that right?
That's true, and you know, it's not only they only do it for money either. So let me tell you a story about Heather Hobbs. She was Heather Hobbs, I think, now lives down south, but I interviewed her. She was from Oregon. So some underprivileged mothers, some low income mothers, contacted the Child Protective Services for they wanted to get help with contraceptives, right? So the Child Protective Services says, well, if you can't afford contraceptives, then you probably can't afford your children. Oh. So they came and took their children within 36 hours. All three children for these women were taken. And you know what they told them, Bradley? If you decide to have an abortion, we'll give you your children back. Literally, that was their Hobson's choice. You can have an abortion, and then we'll give you your children back. Two of the women took the deal and had the abortion. One of the women didn't. She was a patient advocate. She was an advocate for these women that had issues like that. And the one woman held out all the way to the very end, and she ended up having her child, and they ended up taking it. So, I mean, this is the type of situation that we're in. And they only do it for Bradley. They don't do it for – I mean, there are some cases where children do have issues and they need intervention, no doubt about it. But it's went way, way beyond that now. Now it's basically filthy lucre. It's basically
It's sex trafficking or satanic ritual abuse. All that's involved here. Now, I think people think that this will never happen here. And yet I want to go back to something that you just said about Heather Hobbs, I believe was what you said her name was. And she didn't take the deal. And because she didn't get the abortion, the CPS waited for her to have her baby, and then on top of taking her other children, then they stole the baby from her too. I'm curious, where did the CPS derive their authority to do that? Where did they derive that from?
They don't have the authority to do that, and that's one of the points I wanted to bring up. One of the foundations of law are that you can only control what you own. Like, I can't decide to put a statue on my neighbor's, yet next door on my neighbor's lawn because I think it would look nice.
Yeah.
Because I don't own his lawn. I don't own his yard. So if I did, I could. So how can they take your children? And when they do that, what they're doing is they're assuming that they have ownership over your child. And I'd like them to produce the paperwork. Produce the paperwork.
Exactly.
That says that you're the owner of my child, the owner of me, or a contract that gives that I agree to that too. It doesn't exist. It's all a fraud.
But wait a second, Jim. Then where is it that, because it's my understanding, and a lawful one at that, the state has no children. So they have no authority in doing this. This is called overreaching. This is illegal. It has the criminal element concerning its fingerprints all over everything they do as being found as the transgressors of our laws. But yet it's the government, as we know it today, protecting these people and committing the crimes. Could there be anything at the end of it that it's actually subservient to those in government? Is that why they're protecting them? Let me hold that thought, Jim. I got to take a hard break. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and we're going to come right back to that and get the answer from Jim on the other side and exposing CPS for what it really is. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Several of the victims killed in the Highland Park, Illinois shooting will be laid to rest today. This as the suspected shooter's uncle, Paul Carimo, apologized on behalf of the family.
We're very sorry.
U.S. Secret Service Director James Murray will retire from his post at the end of this month after a 32-year career in the federal government and 3 years at the helm of the agency. Murray's departure comes a week after the denial of an alleged altercation between former President Donald Trump and his security detail ahead of the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. This was all following an explosive congressional testimony from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. This is USA Radio News. Illegal immigrants will be returned to the border.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state and the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump, and now under President Biden, we have the highest border crossings ever. Just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the five sectors in the state of Texas, they apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The call-in, by the way, is 1-866-582-9933. We do have our friend Jim White right now as a guest calling out the CPS for what it is. So if you have any questions or comments, please just lay them out on social media platforms, and we will do our best to get them over to Jim just for the sake of time. There's so much to cover here. There's no way we can do this in two segments, friends. No way. I was just, during the break, Jim, I was just looking at John McAfee. You know who John McAfee is, right? He was the guy that designed the computer systems for the government. I remember watching one of his last videos before he was murdered by our government, as to him going off of the questions that were being asked by the reporters. Not that they were insignificant or substantive. They were good questions. But he said, you know what, before we end this, I want to make a couple things clear, and I want people to understand that I'm the one that designed the system for the government. And he's got control in the back end of all of the system in which he created for the government. And he said, I want the American people to know who's doing the drug trafficking here in America. He said it's the CIA. Okay, let's just make this clear. We've known this since the 80s. He just said this a year and a half ago, before he died, John McAfee. And then he said, I also want people to realize that it is the State Department that is trafficking our children. And when that came out, nothing surprised me about it. Because whatever starts at the top comes to the bottom. But I'll tell you what, where you really put up your dukes is when you start seeing them zero in on your children, and then they sit back and act like they have no idea what you're talking about, but yet they're there to protect the CPS, the likes of the CPS and the likes of foster care. When crimes are being committed against these innocent children, they're the ones protecting them. Now, as what I teed up for you before the end of the last segment, Jim, was... It sounds to me that if the government is there protecting the CPS must be the little runners or the conduits that are being used to be subservient to corruption within those representative positions in the government. Is that too far out there, or is that spot on?
No, that's spot on. And as I stated, let's not forget the money laundering portion of that description that I gave for CPS. We have evidence. I mean, I have, again, I've got the stacks of files. Up to 25 people get their palms greased from a child that gets taken from a parent, right? All the way up into, believe it or not, the valet. We've got evidence of even the valet people that valet at the courts or whatever. They get a little bit of money too, you know, for because there's so much of it going around. Now here's something too that, you know, again, let's keep the money laundering aspect in play here. 50%, and you can look it up, I've done the research, 50% of the children that go through the foster system end up in the penal system. So they literally, half of those children go on, end up being incarcerated, which again is another money laundering scheme, because they get X amount of thousands of dollars for every person that they have incarcerated. And they, you know, they give them subservient, they give them, you know, subhuman conditions in the jail, literally, food with no nutrition, and they're collecting tens of thousands of dollars per person. I mean, it's all a big money laundering fraud. Why, they're lining their own pockets. I mean, it comes right down to the love of money.
That's right.
Yeah. The love of money is the root of all evil, bro.
That's exactly it. The love of money. There it is right there. When we were talking this morning, Jim, you had, I was bringing up foster care to you, and you had brought up a statistic concerning a woman that you just recently had on your show. And she said that every month there was a quota. Can you share that conversation with the people? Because that was what people needed to hear, because it said it all to me in so many different ways.
Sure. The woman's name was Sylvia Beachy, and I interviewed her. I don't remember what state she was from. I interviewed her a couple of years ago. She was like worked with a contract company for CPS, okay? And what they did was they serviced CPS. You know, people took children, they serviced them. They would have monthly meetings, quota meetings, and there were a certain amount of special needs children that they had to get. There were special amount of children that, not necessarily special needs, but they acted out. They were hard children to be able to corral,
yep,
if you will.
Yep.
They got more for them. So they would go in there and say, okay, we need 9 special needs, we need 11, act out, and we need 6 normal. And they literally, okay, like they go, like the football team. Okay, Harry, wait, let's go get them. And they'd go out and they'd get those children.
So
I did the interview.
Yep. Okay, so in knowing what you just said, in knowing that it's not lawful in any sense of the word as to what these agencies are illegally doing, what is the next step that they take in zeroing out families? What do they look through the, and I'm saying this almost in a facetious manner, and there's nothing funny about this, mind you, but I'm almost saying it facetiously in the sense of, what do they look up online as to where the special needs kids are, or do they look in the records looking for problem families where they can bust them up? What does that look like, Jim?
So what they do is, a lot of times families unknowingly reach out to Child Protective Services to get assistance, right? They may have difficulty with their child. So, of course, all that is cataloged.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime a mother, single mother especially, they really go after single mothers, low income, no doubt about it, they're targeted. They can't afford attorneys. If they have any legal problems at all, the next thing you know, they're throwing their children into the mix. They use them as leverage. We've had a woman, Clara, on the phone, on my show. She noticed, this is in California, she noticed that the deacons of the church were taking some of these 12, 13-year-old girls off campus for like 3 hours at a time without parental permission. She turned them over to the pastor. The pastor was in a ring. The pastor called CPS, they not only, the sheriff was in on it, they took her daughter, and now he's the pimp. He had 13 girls that he was pimping the pastor in California.
Yeah.
I mean, it's CPS was involved in that as well. I mean, that's just, I'm isolating the cases. There's thousands and thousands of cases, like I just told you, thousands.
What's interesting about it to me as well is if you want to pick one area to hasten the judgment of God upon your nation, do this. And I think of Luke 17:2, where it says, it's better for you to take a millstone wrapped around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. I also think of Exodus 22, where it says, if you touch one of these fatherless ones and they at all cry out unto me, the Lord said, I will hear them and I will kill them, the Lord said, with the sword. It's dangerous business, but this is the direction that they're going, and they want to keep going on with their bad selves. I mean, I think we've seen a great display of who's behind all of this when we've seen what was going on in the schools in the country this last year in the elementary schools, where they're trying to advance child pornography to preschoolers and elementary schools. If that doesn't tell, that's mask off. They just told us exactly who they were and what it is as to what their end aim was, and that was our children. If that's not fighting words, my friends, I don't know what are. Jim, and here we are. Can you tell us some of the, you told me about some of these horrific stories. Can you share with the people some of the things that the families and the kids are going through when it comes to the CPS?
Well, I mean, here's what happens. They end up in, they get taken. Okay, so there, we've had people on my show, two different people, that literally CPS showed up at their house for surprise visits. They had the laundry outside on the line dry. It was laundry day. They wrote them up and marked them down for no bed sheets. The children were living in filthy conditions with no bed sheets.
Wow.
They literally were on the line outside and hung up. This is the type of, it's almost like, I cannot tell you, Bradley, how many times cases that I've covered where the people that created the most heinous violations against these parents, they moved up to become the director. I'm not kidding. These people because they're the most ruthless. I'm telling you, it's a money-making scheme. And you hit it on the head. The problem is the church has failed. We don't even need CPS. If we had pastors in this country that were worth their salt, we would not need CPS. The church and the community would take care of these things, but they just don't do it because that's the world we're living in, man. I mean, I don't, you know.
Do you see Dick Cheney and Halliburton? Do you see that in the mix when it comes to the crimes against children within the foster care system and the CPS as well?
Well, Halliburton, the thing that they're involved in, if there's the shipping, right? They ship these children in ships, in containers. We've traced them down to believe it or not, into Florida. There's a county down in Florida that's very, very bad when it comes to trafficking. These are the type of things, that these large corporations are involved in. You know, I forget the name of the corporation that came out. I forget it now, but they were trafficking children. They got busted, and they suspended them for 2 years, and they couldn't do contracts anymore.
Oh.
And then they went right back to working with the government again. There's so much money going around. And here's the thing I want to get across to folks, if I can, Bradley. I don't know how much time we have left. But when someone tells you, please, folks, please, when someone tells you that their children were taken by CPS, your normal reaction is going to be, what did you do wrong?
Yep.
We need to change that paradigm. Because it's, in most cases, that's not the case. The parents typically didn't do anything wrong. Think about taking, you're supposed to have due process, Bradley. If someone takes your life, liberty, or property, you're supposed to have due process. You're supposed to be able to give your case, bring in your peers for character witnesses, present your evidence. Forget it. It's all blocked. I've had cases where on the record where the judge is told the thing, you cannot bring the Constitution into this court,
the
family court.
Yep.
On record, you cannot bring the Constitution into this family court. I don't know, man. It's so broken that I can't wrap my mind around it.
Well, it's getting to the point where you're seeing vigilante justice, and this is one thing I want the bad guys to hear real clear. Some people are not, the majority of people are not going to tolerate this, and you're seeing vigilante justice across this country. The people in this country are being pushed to defend themselves against that broken system in which you're talking about. Jim, we didn't plan this, but can I hold you over for one more segment? I mean, I feel like we just scratched the surface of what we need to cover here. I mean, this is insane stuff. But let's get back to that in just a moment, folks. We're talking with Jim White, calling out the CPS for what it is. We're going to take a quick break. Final segment coming up on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have our friend Jim White on with us right now, calling out the CPS for their crimes against children. And it's for the people to be doing justice, because we are the law under God, period. And we can't expect corruption within to fix the problem, friends. It's us that has to stand up and be the law under God in condemning their crimes and bringing them to justice to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Before we get going here, Jim, how is it that people can get a hold of you? I don't know if you're still running down the channel of helping literally hundreds of families at a time, but if someone needs help, can they reach out to Jim White over at Northwest Liberty News? And if they can, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. Everything, I consolidated everything to one website. You just go to libertylinks.io/Jim's Links. libertylinks.io/Jim's Links. And that's sort of a landing page. It has all the links to any websites, any social media accounts, video channels, that type of thing. I haven't visited in a while. I set it up, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, and haven't really done a lot to it, but I know that it still works. So
okay.
Just check it out, libertylinks.io/Jim's Links. That's how you can find out more. Now, I don't do CPS as much as I used to. I still do some of those. I do cover some of that. It's a very, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a whiner, but it is very, very difficult work, man. I mean, it just
exhaustive,
it crushes
I'm sure.
your soul, man. It just crushes yep. your soul to hear what some people do to other human beings, especially children. And, you know, some of the things I wish I could forget, man. I really do. I wish I didn't. I wish I could unlearn some of this stuff, but I can't. Here's the deal.
We're their last line of defense, my friend. And
that's right.
if there's anything in order, or at least before God and man, that we should lose our lives over is our children. And if that's what
right.
it comes to, that's what it'll be. It was Thomas Paine that said, he was one of our founding fathers, and he was the one that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. Little did our forefathers know that the government would be acting in such a fashion as what it is today. Oh my goodness. And the Lord is looking to the church to put the hammer down on their crimes, but yet we see 86% of the American people that profess to be Christians act just the opposite. They act more like the children of the devil than they do Christ-like in any sense of the word. And that's the truth of the matter, and we all know that. Now, I want to ask you a couple questions, and can you do me a favor, and can we just get quick answers to them, at least as quick as we can, because I want to show you a video really quick. And we have some people on social media platforms talking about how good of a job you're doing. And then they brought up Cindy Avsug's case. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
They're asking the question, where is that case at today?
Okay, so Cindy, she has some really good lawyers. As a matter of fact, she hooked up with a film producer who had a great heart. He did a great film called Guardian, and he's helped provide her with a great legal defense. I believe her, last time I heard, she had a trial, like a hearing a couple of months ago. I don't believe she has her son back yet. But that was something that was the CPS case that made national news, Daily Beast, Yahoo News, MSNBC. Arkansas was tied into it, which Linda Collins Smith was also another Arkansas, senator, I believe, that was looking into CPS. And she was going to publish her whole report the weekend following before she got killed. That following weekend, because I've interviewed the person that was the last person to talk to her. They were going to expose everything the following weekend. She died that week. Died that week, amazingly.
Yeah.
That was like Nancy Schaefer. So, I tell you, this is serious business, Bradley. There's no kidding, man. I mean, I had the crooked FBI from Colorado following me here. I caught him following me a couple of times. I mean, she had all the goods on them, and they came after her. Oh, and they pulled the QAnon thing in. I had an eyewitness that showed that someone went into her house and spread a bunch of QAnon bracelets out on her table, and the cops showed up, and they said that she was a QAnon person.
Oh, of course.
I had an eyewitness on the show that saw that, and it was all a big setup. So, yeah, it was a big deal. Cindy Avsug, what a case, man. That was
isn't it
crazy.
Interesting, Jim? And I'm glad you're bringing this up, because I tell the people – and it sounds rebellious to the ignorant. It really does. They act like for me to hold to the law and expose corruption wherever it may be, regardless if it's in government or in the church first, then the government, or if it's in one of these unconstitutional agencies such as the FBI or the CIA, they act like I'm being rebellious, or the ATF, and the list goes on. Well, the fact of the matter is they don't have a right to break the law. And first of all, they're not there to uphold the Constitution in the first place, because they're unconstitutional agencies. And I noticed this reoccurring theme with people such as yourself, Jim, is that when you're in the fight, you have a different perspective about all of these agencies, because like yourself, you know, like myself, that these agencies are not there to protect the little guy from the big guy. They're actually protecting the big guys from the little guys.
Bradley, I'm so glad you brought that up. I played a video or an audio of a woman in Ohio who called the Child Protective Service Agency in Ohio. She had the recording. It went right in. They were on a hold. She went right in and talking to the CPS worker. About 10 or 11 minutes in the conversation, she says to him, you know, I went to the FBI and I gave them all the information. I had everything and I heard nothing back from them. They did nothing.
Yep.
The CPS worker says to her, why do you think that is? And she goes, because they're in on it? He goes, now you got it.
That's right.
Now you got it. That's what the CPS worker told the woman. I have it on video or on audio. I played the audio. He even said that FBI is in on it. Now, I'm not throwing all FBI under the bus.
Yeah, right.
Don't
yep.
get me wrong.
They operate compartmentalized.
Right?
That's right. Yep.
Right. But, I mean, one of my great guests on my show, David Howard's former FBI, helped bust up the Chicago crooked judges. Great guy. He's solid, but not everybody's that way, man. So I'm not, you know, I don't want to paint a broad brush, but yeah, there's these agencies need to be brought under control because they're in on it, man. Like you said, the CIA is the biggest drug dealer in the whole country.
Oh, they are.
We know this.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you bring that to the people that have their head stuck in the sand, they act like you're saying something that's completely out of mind, out of sight, like you're a lunatic. And it's like, you're the lunatic for not paying attention to the details. That's who's profiting from the drug trafficking more than the CIA. That's how they fund their little operations illegally across the globe. I got you for four more minutes because we just brought something up. Now, you're in the CPS. You were talking about how exhaustive it was, how soul-crushing it was, so on and so forth. Have you had death threats in the process of liberating these kids and bringing these issues to the light, Luke 12:2?
I used to get threats, yes, on email and even on Facebook. I had to actually, someone accused me of being a felon. And I actually had to, I told her, if you don't retract what you said, I'm going to be contacting my attorney.
Amen.
And I had to do a whole show.
That a boy.
Had to do a whole show and retracted everything that they've said to me. I had threats from, I exposed, I think it was in Chicago.
That's how
Illinois.
You have to do it. Tell the people, man. Jim, that's how you have to deal with your enemy. You have to take their accusations. Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us what they intend to do to you, you do back to them. That's what teaches them the fear of God, and that is loving your neighbor as yourself and teaching them not to commit the crime. But what you're saying right now is exactly how you have to deal with the corrupt in the system, is exactly the way Jim is detailing it even now. I did not mean to cut you off, but it does fire me up, my friend.
Well, I probably still have the email. There was a police chief or something in Illinois, and I called him out and named him by names. And that's what I used to do. I used to name the name. Like, and anyway, he threatened me. He sent me a threatening letter and said, if you don't take it back, of course I didn't take it back because it was true. We've had, I called out a judge in California. Give me an idea what they're doing here. There's a judge in California that is part owner of a child placement agency, and she's also the judge that decides if the children go to the placement agency. I mean, this is right out in the open. This is known, and they just get away with it because there's so many, they corrupt so many people that, you know, they're all in on it. You know, one person goes down, they all go down. So it's like a gaggle of crooks.
They all
hold together.
Yeah. Final point. So you have had death threats. I've had bomb threats to my ministry. I've had them take my home, the sodomites, take my home, put it up online. When they did that, that was the last straw. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. But it's interesting, the FBI, because we made the FBI all the well known concerning the death threats to my ministry, just for the record, because we were suing MSNBC during that particular time, because it was MSNBC that put a hit out on myself, my family, and my ministry. I didn't hear a word from the FBI. But Jim, what's interesting, and this is what I want people to hear as yourself, did you know that Ilhan Omar, one that is appointed to conquer this country, that's here illegally, that wanted insurance for ISIS members that leave Minnesota, that if they were killed, their families would receive benefits? The one that married her brother? The one that wants to undo America, just like Barack Hussein Obama? It's interesting. She was threatened by a Trump supporter, and it was reported that the person that threatened to kill Ilhan Omar was sentenced to 3 years probation. How come we weren't put up in the paper? How come those people that were threatening us weren't given probation or jail time? Is this crazy? But these are the times that we're in. Last word, Jim.
Bradley, I can't say much. I appreciate the work you do. God bless you. Folks, you got to get involved.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.